Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a story about Yaakov Yosef Polnoy. Who was Yaakov Yosef Polnoy? Well, the Baal Shem Tov, when he was first revealed as the great tzaddik that he was, only attracted very simple people. The rabbis of the time were not attracted to the Baal Shem Tov. Eventually, they began to recognize his greatness and had respect for him. But it was not until a number of years that the gedolim of the generation, great rabbis and rabbis and tzaddikim, began to be attracted to the Baal Shem Tov and in fact began to become chassidim of his. And the first such gadol was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy. He was really the first significant gadol who was attracted to the Baal Shem Tov and became his chassid. In fact, the first book about the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov was written by Yaakov Yosef. I believe the book was called Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Now, it so happened that he was traveling one time. He was in a certain community, and they were having a meeting. And apparently, there was a bit of a crisis at that time in terms of people listening to their mentors. Congregations listening and honoring their rabbis, students honoring their teachers, children honoring their parents. And there was kind of a crisis in the Jewish community. And this is what this meeting was about. Why was it that the figures of authority were not being listened to by the people who should be listening to them? And they had different discussions, different debates, and different ideas. And finally, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef stood up and he said, the answer to this question, the answer to this problem, is in the very first pasuk of the Parsha of Ha'azinu, which we read yesterday. Well, this story is being recorded on Sunday, after Shabbos Parsha Ha'azinu, Parsha's after Shabbos Teshuvah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. And he said, this is a clear answer right there in the beginning of the Shira. And everybody looked at him and said, what are you talking about? Where does it say anything about this kind of a problem? He said, if you look at the first words, it says, Hazinu Hashemayim, that the heavens should listen and the earth should hear. And actually, these are two different words for listening. Hazinu is one, Tishma is the other one. The pasuk says, Hazinu Hashemayim, Badabeda, Besishma Ha'aris Imrefi. Listen carefully, heavens, and I shall speak. And let the earth hear the utterances of my mouth. And Yaakov Yosef explained, you see, there are people who are on a higher level, like the heavens, and there are people on a lower level. They are compared to the earth. And the pasuk tells us that the heavens should listen and the earth should listen. Well, what this means is that if the people who are in the position of heavens, meaning the people who are instructing, or are leading, or are teaching, if they will listen to the message from Hashem, that is, they will listen to Hashem's instructions to them, then the earth will listen, meaning that their students, or their congregation, or their children, or their community will then listen to them. You see, we have to set the example. If we who are in the position of leadership are truly listening to what Hashem tells us, then our students and congregations and our communities, they who are in the lower position of being like the earth, they will listen to us. We cannot force our congregations and our followers and our communities. We can't force them to listen to us. We have to show them by example what it means to listen to their teachers. By us listening to our teachers, by us listening to Hashem and to the Torah, then they will surely listen to what we are instructing them that the Torah tells them. And this is an amazing lesson for all of us. That is to lead by example, not to try to lead by forcing others to follow us, but rather to lead by example of how we are following Hashem. We are following our Rebbe. We are following our teachers. And then those who are supposed to be following us and listening to us and taking our teachings, they will certainly follow our example, and they will do what they're supposed to do as well. And this is really connected to the whole idea of Mashiach, that the idea of having a melech, of having a king, is not that the king is supposed to rule over us and be powerful over us. That's not the idea. The idea of a king is to show us an example of how we should be davening to Hashem and we should be following Hashem. Just as we see the king, who is a great person, that king is a loyal subject of Hashem and following Hashem's instructions, so too we should do that as well. May Mashiach come immediately, and he certainly will, especially through our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs. And may all of us do a real teshuvah, meaning that we should go back to our true selves, our true godly soul, which is within us. And this way, certainly, we'll speed Mashiach coming. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Gemar Chasima Teiva.